This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me. It's always trying times. The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of war, so we know that. I believe we find ourselves in the midst of a war. This is the biggest civil war of our time because it's been going on for so long. I don't know how long the regular civil war lasted, but what I can tell you is this civil war has been going on for decades. And it's the first sign that conservatism is pushing back. You know, we have been letting these guys gain more and more ground. I want you to think of this as a military battle. When I say this, I'm talking about the ideological battle between left and right. I want you to think about this. How long it's been going on. And what it has taken our minds off of the things that are important, the things that matter. We aren't talking about being one. Think about how much more effective you are when you don't have the riffraff. Like, let's say your family gets together and you guys say, you know what, kids? We're all going to get together. We're going to go get that cabin. We're going to build that cabin on that land we bought. And everybody comes at it. The three big boys come in, the daughters come in, the neighbors pitch in. Everybody goes, we're going to build that cabin. And you build it. It's singular focus. Because, you know, the family says we're going to celebrate here together. What is it that America hasn't done where we collectively got together, all of us, and said, you know what? We're going to make this happen. We have changed the course of humanity. And you know what the left does? They will not allow us to unite. The closest we ever got was on 9/12. People quit their petty bickering. They were all for one and one for all. George Bush came out and said he's going to go get these dudes. And everybody was for it. That's as close as we got. Ever since then, the left has used whatever has come up in this country to be divisive. To the point of ridiculous. Let's not support law and order. Hands up, don't shoot. They kill that boy. And you're going, what? That was a completely legitimate thing. Then suddenly, every cop shooting was under scrutiny, beyond scrutiny. Cops were getting their butts kicked because they were being overly sensitive to the racial condition. And I could go on. This situation we find ourselves in with the NFL is a joke. It's a joke. The idea that we can't protect our borders from invading banditos is a joke. That we would set up sanctuary cities to hide heinous criminals is a joke. That we would allow terrorists to come into our midst because we don't want to be insensitive to their plight. Insensitive to their religion. The religion of war is what I call it. And so what is the outcome? We won't even talk about the terrorist from Sudan who shot up a church, a white church, in the name of Allah, a Muslim from a banned country as a refugee. We don't even find out how much coverage has been given of this story. But then remember back on a similar story, Dylann Roof, who gets covered from pillar to post. The dude brought down the Confederate flag, for goodness sakes. This is what we're dealing with. This is the Civil War. The Civil War that pits man against woman. Hillary Clinton doesn't lose one bit of... There's not a window to get through when it comes to pitting man against woman. It is always men are out to get her. They're out to get women. If it weren't for the women out there fighting for women, well, where would they be? They would be doing great. Hillary uses the same argument, and so do other leftists, that say if it weren't for the white folks, the Democrats, fighting on behalf of blacks, where would they be? And I would tell you, a lot farther than they are. And I could go on. They are the most divisive people on the planet. They do not like it when things are going well. There is no money in wealth. And people ask me all the time, Kevin, why? Why are we still talking about race and things like this? I told them, I said, if there was any money in solving this problem, they'd solve it. There's no money in solving the problem of racism. Quite the opposite. But here's my point to you. If we got a, I want you to imagine a world where you got up and the NFL players played football. You went to go watch football. Sunday was woohoo. You went to put on your favorite team's jersey. You got the salsa and the chips and nachos and queso and guacamole and whatever else you use, you know, you prep for. And you got all the little finger foods and the sandwiches, whatever. And you got friends coming over. And you know, all they're going to do is play a football game. All you got to do is cheer for your team, the red guys or the blue guys. That's it. It isn't about half the team you boo because they're going to take a knee because they're spitting in your face. You white American, you oppressive person, and they want you to believe that they're being oppressed by some, you know, specter of policing that says we're going to, you know, target blacks when in fact the stats don't live up to any of that. The notion of that is just a lie. But you can't enjoy that. So I want you to come back with me. Let's go back. You got all your food prepped. Friends are coming over. You turn on the game. National anthem's played. Everybody's got their hand over their heart. Game gets played. Your team wins. Win or lose, you go away. You're happy. One way or the other. The experience, the camaraderie. That's what used to bring people together. Neighbors of mine. Hey, Kevin, you know, if you want, you could have C come by. With the kids, we watch football every Sunday. If you guys, you don't want to come by, I go, no, I don't watch football. Why not? I go, I disagree philosophically with the players and the league. I no longer watch football. I said, C may come over, but he's not much of a football watcher either because he tends to follow his folks. We've never been by there. Never have we gone to these people's houses. They're beautiful, they're nice people, but I don't watch football. And I'm not going over there. Not for football. Now, if football were regular, I would gladly accept my neighbor's invitation. See, that could bring the neighbors closer together, but it doesn't anymore. In fact, I kind of look at it and say, I don't know why y'all are watching football. I don't hold it against them. But there's a part of me that goes, you know, you probably don't understand why I don't watch football. I've never brought it up. I mean, I just said I don't agree with them, so I don't watch it. Anyway, more to come here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You can see wins across the board. The NASDAQ has fared the best of the bunch.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll get back to some of these other topics, but I do want to talk about the economy a little bit. I want to talk about jobs. Gold is up. The stock market is up. Your portfolio, if you have one, is rising, and it's been rising steadily. And I'm talking about significantly since the election of Donald Trump. Economic indicators, outlook, everything aggressive, a bull market in many ways. Now, they keep talking about corrections and things like this, and look, stuff has to occur, but let me tell you, right now, you have to, the way the economy has been managed, you don't feel like you're on the precipice, do you? I don't. I feel rather optimistic. They have this thing called an optimism index, and Americans are extremely optimistic about what's going on. They actually believe jobs are going to be coming back to the United States. And oh, by the way, they are. I looked to see if they had released the economic report. the last month, the month before, we did 222,000 jobs. The month after that, we did 156,000, and they said, oh, it's bad news. That's a good month. That was a stellar month for Barack Obama. I'm predicting it'll be higher than 156. In fact, I believe more than 200,000 jobs have been created for the month of September that should have been reported on October the 1st. I couldn't find anything on it. So I'm curious as to where we end up. But here's what really bugs me, and I alluded to it in a previous segment, which, by the way, if you want to listen to the show at any time, folks, kjradio.com. But here's what bugs me about this. What bugs me is that we should be talking about this economy. We should be talking about the forward-looking statements of the United States government as Donald Trump sees it, as he puts things back into the private sector and essentially incentivizes businesses to now get back on board because we're going to have an economy that can support it. I'm anxious to see when we get back to those discussions. Let me tell you why the left is talking about NFL taking a knee. They're talking about Puerto Rico is being, you know, Donald Trump's ignoring Puerto Rico when they know that's not the case. And I could go on. The reason for all of this, folks, is because the left in no way wants you to start looking at the real indicators and what's going on in this country. Now, here's the good news. There's no way they're going to keep the cat in the bag. Eventually, you and many others are going to start not only learning about it, you're going to be talking about it because you're going to be experiencing it. It's already happening. Now, what do we have to do? People ask me this all the time. We have to start focusing our efforts into showcasing, number one, what's being done. It's one thing that we understand. Think of it this way. You're talking about the NFL taking a knee. If that is what we go into the election with, it isn't going to crush us, but it isn't what we want to go into the election with. What we want to go into 2018 with is people saying taking a knee was the wrong thing to do. And, oh, by the way, all these black guys that took that knee, you are now going to get regular jobs. But guess what? Your compadres, all these unemployed young black men, are going to be involved in something. Do you want to involve them in something? This is our time. You have to reach out. We've got to, as a community, teapartycommunity.com, shameless plug, we've got to reach out and start giving these guys something to do, getting them in a trade, getting them into tutelage, getting them looking at how businesses run and doing it the right way. Their influences can no longer be drug dealers on the street. It's got to be people that they watch do something positively. God, I so want to do this type of a thing. I want to do this in every city. And I'm not talking about, oh, Kevin, you know, you just want to help black kids. Look, it's not about color. It's about I want to help the people who need the most help right now. Young black men need role models. And contrary to what people tell you, those role models do not have to be other black men. Is it good if they are? Absolutely. Let me tell you something. There are many black men all over this country who would love to be a part of some sort of a tutoring or mentoring program that gets these kids off the street and does some very cool things with them. Now, ironically, the numbers are still going to help. You don't need these programs for things, because what I mean by that is the ocean rises, but it'll slowly rise for the others, for blacks and some other minority groups. And we can help affect that rise better. We can make it happen a lot faster if the private sector gets involved. But let's just look at some of the numbers, okay? Unemployment, easy figure. Easy, you know, we're talking about 4.3% unemployment, 16-year low. So, and that's going to drop. And even if it stays there, because technically that's like full employment. But if it stays there, in other words, more people start to look and more jobs become available, Trump still comes out looking like a superstar. 16-year low, no argument. Housing prices are up. Average home price, $220,000 under Obama, $268,000 under Trump. Huge differential in Trump's favor. So we have that. Loans are up, both personal and businesses. People are borrowing more. Now you say, well, now wait a minute. That's not good. Yeah, it is good. Because what we had was a relative freeze. We had the government effectively trying to incentivize people to borrow by keeping the interest rates super low. And they still couldn't do it. With Trump, people said, okay, now I can be optimistic. They're borrowing more money and on a personal level and business level, which means they're investing in something. Their businesses are saying, we see something that's happening in the marketplace that says we need to start staffing up and getting ready, so they're spending money. Now, the people, we're not spending money in retail. Retail was down 0.2% under Trump. That, and I'm not going to blame, you know, say, well, it's a fallout of Obama. It is, but who cares? Retail is suffering in the sense that people aren't buying as much in clothes and shoes and stuff like that. But, as I said, they're borrowing more money, and they're spending it on capital. So you're seeing a lot of money in cars and homes. So that tells you that the sector that understands that you're not going to get rich trying to buy clothes is ready to put things into play, into effect, and, quite frankly, probably are investing in small businesses and things like that. The trade deficit fell. Yeah, $46.3 billion, lowest it's been in it fell from the last 3 months, lowest it's been since the election. So Donald Trump's trade policy is kicking in. Now, that number you're going to watch, it's going to fall and fall and fall substantially over the next couple of years. And finally, the biggest thing, no surprise, stock market, 18,250 to over 22,000, record. Not even a year into this presidency, but remember, the left told you if Donald Trump gets elected, the stock market was going to crash. Our economy would crash. Can you believe anything that they say now, knowing the information you know?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. So we've had a trying times. Every week is trying. This happens to be one of the biggest. Haven't had this much coverage of something in terms of a terrorist attack since the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting. And that was, of course, geared towards gays. This one was geared towards country music fans. And I saw the numbers. They said something like 22,000 country music fans were at this event in Vegas. And you have to understand Vegas. There's music playing. There's a lot of people. You get fans and you get people that are just looky-loos. People are just hanging out. So it was a big deal. But what's funny about it is the reaction. And we talked earlier about this lady. She's a teacher. Her name is Anne. And she's deleted her profile since her Twitter profile. But this teacher said she was okay with Trump people dying at this event. I think she called us Trump tards. I talked about it earlier. Pray only Trump tards died, was what her Twitter thing said. And, of course, she smartly took down her page. And I don't know where she's a teacher, but I hope somebody recognizes her and says, I know where she's a teacher, because that teacher needs to be fired. I said earlier, look, guys, we can have all kinds of disagreements with the left, but I've never wished any type of death on anybody that, quite frankly, didn't deserve it. Meaning, if I wish death on ISIS people, I don't have any problem with that. I'm not worried about karma. But you can have a political disagreement with me, and I've had some heated discussions with leftists, mostly because they just can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. And I don't, you know, I don't leave going, I want to kill that sucker. I just leave like, look at that moron. They leave, they want to kill me. I mean, look, I've got enough death threats to last 50 lifetimes. And here's what's interesting. I've never made a death threat unsolicited, unprovoked. In other words, if you say, Kevin, if I see you, I'm going to kill you, then I will fire back. Well, I hope you get your chance, because I tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to turn this email or this message over to the authorities when they arrest me, because they're going to. And then I'm going to get freed. I'll spend a night or two in jail just to prove my point to you, because you're not going to kill me. I've done that. But I've never, like, had a discussion with Richard Fowler. I said, Richard Fowler, if I ever see you, I'm going to kill you. I mean, or what's her name? Lisa Durden. I've never done that. Never felt like, ooh, you made me so mad. Y'all don't make me mad. Y'all make me laugh. The leftists, not you people, not you conservatives. The leftists make me laugh. But there's a, this penchant for the left to just want to kill. And they don't just want to, they'll do it. These Antifa goons are going around with sticks and, you know, nails, nail boards that they put between their fingers and all kinds of stuff so that they can fight, you know, fight us at rallies. And we're going, really? And no, nobody, hardly any of them getting arrested, even though I am proud to report one guy got arrested for destroying a cop car. He's going to serve 5 years. So good for him. So we aren't the ones that go crazy. We aren't the ones that shoot things up. It's very rare that it happens to a conservative. And if it does, it's generally like, you know, some sort of a love triangle or whatever. But it's not going to be based on politics. That's almost always going to be a lefty. But the point I'm making is this, and I want to get to this other story. The top legal executive of CBS, Haley Geftman Gold, said she's not even sympathetic for the victims of the shooting at this country music festival at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas that happened on Sunday. And here was her actual quote. If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that repugs will ever do the right thing. And this is what she's referring to Sandy Hook. Then she went on to say this. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters. So she doesn't care. See, this is where I come back to. The left want to tell you they're all about humanity, saving everything. You know, if we could just save one life and all these other cliches that they have. And when it comes down to brass tacks, they are the most heartless people on the planet. If you had a Republican R or a D as to how you voted on your head, a leftist is going to make a decision of do they save your life or not. That's what's going to happen. You wonder why Republicans say, I'm not going to tell you how I voted. I'm not going to tell you I support Trump, which, by the way, I still say is a cop-out. But I get it. Because these are the people that will throw you to the wolves if they know your political affiliation. If they don't know that, you're golden to them. They will walk along think you know, you're smart, you know, thinking, I mean, they'll think, okay, we all think the same. It's unbelievable. So here's another one, you know, that, I mean, the second one, we haven't even gotten into this whole thing, you know, in more than a couple of days, and these leftists are coming out of the woodwork. Another guy I read earlier, Pablo Avila, a Mexican national, says that it's Trump's fault. It's all, he's fomenting so much hate. Now, we've talked about this for quite some time. You know, who's fomenting the hate? You know who it is. I don't need to rehash it again. The fact of the matter is, all of these things, this incident, when we finally shake it down to its core, this incident happened because of some leftism. I'm telling you, I don't, and as I said, I will admit openly if I'm wrong. It was funny. When I first, you know, we started covering the story, I said something that I jokingly said, you know, ISIS will take credit even though it's a 64-year-old white guy. And what did ISIS do? They took credit for it. I couldn't believe it. They said, FBI investigators had, quote, determined that there is no connection between the Vegas shooter and ISIS or international terrorism. And this is according to NBC's report that the FBI said this. Now, I want to just ask you a few questions because I don't know. I mean, my gut feel is no, he's not connected to ISIS. ISIS is saying, yeah, he's connected to us. Now, it's easy to figure out. I don't think this guy's going to be that good at covering his tracks. Did he reach out to ISIS? Was he in the process of a name change? You know, did he have a Quran in his house and a prayer rug? I don't know, because it would be very unlikely. He doesn't fit the profile, but nothing surprises me about leftism. Nothing. But here's what somebody sent me. And again, I'm no conspiracy theorist in all of this. I just want to pose every potential scenario and also give you some insights into the left and say, this is why this is likely or unlikely or whatever. So you can draw your own conclusions. But here's what somebody sent to me. One, an unsub shooter. Now, I don't know what he's meaning, you know, by that. The unsub is the accused shooter. I guess he's saying that person is just strange. And then number two, Oh, maybe he's saying we don't know who the other one is. Is there a second shooter? Number two is the shooter himself, Stephen Paddock. This somebody just says it doesn't add up, and they're giving you one, two, three. So that's one and two. An unsub shooter, two, the shooter. Three, players club found. Now, that's weird because players clubs are for people that are planning for the future. Before you gamble, you say, here's my players club. You plug it into a slot machine or you put it on a table and they rate you. And so they're saying a players club is found. So this is a guy that, is he a Manchurian candidate? Maybe what this guy's asking. Because you're only going to get your players comps if you survive, if you live. When you're busting out windows in your hotel room and shooting people from the 32nd floor, there's not much of a future there. The fourth thing, Marilou Danley name on the card. What's he doing with anybody's players card? Maybe he's got the hotel vouchers or something. Husband, Gary Danley, which we talked about him. He's a leftist. And he goes on to say this. Two pictures of Gary Danley together with Mary Lou on her page. I don't know what's so tricky about that. They were married. Next one. Pick of Stephen Paddock. Same pick of Gary on Mary Lou, on the Mary Lou page. So, again, I'm a little confused there. Gary Daniel belonged to many anti-Trump pages, including major fan of Rachel Maddow. I covered that. That's why I said I think the guy's a leftist, undoubtedly. But, you know, you could say, well, Kevin, you can't know. Yeah, I don't know it. But my bet is he is. All three profiles were removed within 10 minutes of police identifying Mary Lou. So the profiles are gone. Again, not unusual, a little strange. Now, this is the one that got me. At one point, Filipino Mary Lou was in Dubai. Why? Why is she in Dubai? Why is she in a Muslim country? A woman in a Muslim country. Unless she's working as a maid or a concubine. I mean, what? I don't know. That's it. That's the one that got me of everything else. Because the rest of it's kind of big time speculation. But they said, yeah, she's in Dubai. We've located her.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Sort of along the lines of what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, which is the left and the idea that they claim to love everybody and it's kumbaya, etc., etc., but in fact, they pick sides. And in a couple of instances that came out right after the Vegas shooting, we saw exactly who the left is. These are not anecdotal people. The woman who said, pray only Trump-tards died. Because she said mostly country music people are conservatives. And so I would say to the people who are doing country music, these leftists that are out there, like who's Faith Hill married to? Tim McGraw, big-time lefty. Maybe you should think about your audience. Maybe you should think about the fact that there are lefties out there who want you dead because you do country music. But she said it's okay that these people died because they were Trump-tards. And let's pray that only Trump-tards died. Then we get the CBS exec who says, I don't have any sympathy for the people killed there. They're country music people. Those people tend to be Republicans, or what she called repugs, because we're repugnant to her. So when you listen to these people and they want to regale you with the idea that they're, woo-hoo-hoo, we love everybody and all that, it's absolute nonsense. They do not love everybody. It's a lie. They pick sides. And all you got to do, if you really want to know how something feels to them, you can't use a Republican. Donald Trump has been a godsend to this country. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. He's a godsend. You might not like his choices of Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, but Gorsuch's a great guy. I'd tell you the truth, if I were a lefty, I'd be mad that he picked Gorsuch, but there's nothing wrong with Gorsuch. He's going to make the right decision for the country. If you could say that about the left, I wouldn't mind if you told me, Kevin, we're going to take this lefty judge, but, you know, they are for the good of the country. They're going to make the right decision for the good of the country. I'd be okay with it. But they don't do that. They follow ideological patterns. And what we follow are common sense patterns at work. But here's the thing. A librarian, and you guys know the story, wouldn't accept these books from Melania Trump because they were Dr. Seuss books. And the first lady put this letter in there. Getting an education is perhaps the most important and wondrous opportunity for your young lives. And the librarian's name is Liz Philip Suero, and she wrote an editorial for the Horn Books family reading blog explaining why her school does not need the books. And she wrote, yearly, per pupil spending in Cambridge is well over $20,000. Our city's values are such that given a huge range in the socioeconomic status of our residents, we believe that each and every child deserves the best free education possible and are working hard to make that a reality. Most classrooms maintain a 60-40 split between free and reduced lunch and paid lunch. This offers our Title I school the district a lot of privilege and room for programming pedagogy to foster high standards of excellence. Even so, we still struggle to close the achievement gap, retain teachers of color, dismantle the systematic white supremacy in our institution. But hell, we test well, and in the end, it appears the data and not the children are what matters. And she goes on to talk about the fact that the Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss, was essentially racist. And then, as you guys probably know, she got outed. They found her complete in uniform in the library, in the Cat in the Hat outfit, with the books. Reading is fundamental, blah, blah, blah. And it has something to do with Michelle Obama having donated the books or something like that. Or who knows. But suddenly, the Cat in the Hat was no longer racist. Now, this lady, who wanted to make a stand, she wanted to show Melania Trump, I'll show her. And so then the opposition team, Melania Trump, and people at the White House said, let's do a little research on this teacher. And they found her in the Cat in the Hat outfit, happily, cheerfully talking about the Cat in the Hat, etc. And there's Michelle Obama reading the Cat in the Hat. This woman never said a word about the Cat in the Hat. Never said a word when Michelle Obama did it. I don't know if Michelle Obama donated books or whatever. And for the record, I don't care about Dr. Seuss anymore than I care about anybody else. I learned to read on some Dr. Seuss books, and my kids have learned to read on some Dr. Seuss books. But it could have been anything. So I don't have an affinity for Dr. Seuss. You know, what I can tell you is I never got out of Dr. Seuss that he was racist. Or that there was some lesson in green eggs and ham outside of me going, Why'd they get the green eggs? Why are the eggs green? What kind of monster is that? Is it a leprechaun egg? Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, it never mattered. So it backfires on this woman. And it was opposition research that showed you. But here's what's interesting. I've already told you what you know. Which is, if you know, all you got to do is switch it up. If Michelle Obama had given her the book, she would have beamed, and they would have tried to give her an award, and they would have begged her to come to the school, etc. First Lady Trump, Melania Trump does it, and it's, you know, oh my gosh, it's so racist, whatever. Then we find out, of course, this lady's the biggest hypocrite in the school, if not in the town, maybe in the state. So we learn, you know, the basics, that Democrats are duplicitous in their nature. Everything they do is political. She couldn't just accept a very gracious gift from Melania Trump. So that's where we are. But what are the real issues? The real issues are this. When Donald Trump offered his travel ban, which is a travel order that was practically identical to Barack Obama's, they hated it. They hated it. It was too far-reaching. It was this. Trump even softened it. They still hated it. Now, does it matter that a guy who was on the travel ban, I mean, who theoretically should have been on the travel ban, from the Sudan, a Muslim from the Sudan, comes over here, shoots up a white church in the name of Allah, and it's probably still on the... There's not even a ban list for him. He probably could get into this day. I find that ironic. So when Barack Obama did it, it was okay. When Trump did it, it wasn't okay. Goes back to what we just talked about with Melania. And there's example after example of Donald Trump doing something similar, you know, to Barack Obama, and everybody having a conniption. Donald Trump had the identical stance on immigration that Barack Obama had at one point. Identical. If you didn't know that, if you just read the text of Barack Obama talking about protecting our borders, making sure, same thing as Bill Clinton. Nobody said a word on the left. Donald Trump says we need to protect the border, potentially build a fence, and, you know, disincentivize companies from hiring these people, and they have a fit. Could go on. Different policies that Trump has had an identical position to Obama, and these guys are like beating down on the guy. And so, you know, one of my teammates made a video about this, and I told her, I said, you know, I don't mind the video, but you didn't cover all these things where Trump did the same thing, and they excoriate him. And then when these guys do well, do good, then the left goes, oh, look at what they're trying to do there, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. So a good example is Donald Trump Jr. turns over his data. It says, here are my emails, here's everything, nothing redacted, do whatever you want with them. Oh, what's he up to? But Hillary Clinton turns over nothing. And, well, there's nothing to show here. When you don't even need Hillary Clinton to turn over data, it's a matter of public record this woman's been on the take. So you could go on listing all of these different people and all of these different efforts, and it's going to all come back to the same thing. If Donald Trump did it, it's wrong. If Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton did it, then it's right. That's how these people act. And they wonder why we don't trust them. They wonder why we revolt. I would ask leftists, are you capable of playing by the rules? Are you capable of just saying, I don't like this policy because it's a bad policy or because it's Trump? Can you look at Obama at a policy and not love a policy because it's Obama? When do you people grow up is my question. Just give us an ounce of truth. We don't need it all.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.